Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
This is the best weekend of early season pigskin. We got healthy hate tomorrow. We got Texans versus Bears on Sunday, and it is a must win. If you don't win this game, then we can go back to the rebuild talk. Hell, we might have a draft preview on Monday if the Texans lose in Chicago to the Bears. We might start breaking down the quarterbacks. But if they do win, then it gets interesting. Then we could be talking about a first-place team after week four. And if they truly believe what they say, they being the players in that locker room, and they truly love their head coach like they say they love their head coach, then this is the game that they have to win. When you talk about players responding to coaches and you talk about, you know, they play hard for him, you're facing the Chicago Bears, one of the worst teams in the NFL. You're also one of the worst teams in the NFL. If you truly love Lovie Smith, truly love Lovie Smith, then the Texans need to go out there and win this game. No questions asked, no exceptions. Go out there, win the game. If you love Lovie Smith, it should be easy to go out there and get the W.
I think you guys are unbelievable.
Shut up!
Do you have any idea how hard it is to win an NFL football game?
You're unbelievable, Landry.
I mean, it is the most difficult thing to do.
Shut up, B.O.B. Hard D's. It's Chicago. It's the Bears. If the Texans truly love their head coach, then this Sunday, starting with coverage at 9 a.m. right here on Sports Radio 610, Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne get you started. The Texans will go get this W. It's really that simple. Do you love Lovie or not?
I love Lovie.
Do they respond to Lovie or not?
I think they'll respond to Lovie.
Will you beat the Bears or not? Reports are it could be windy. Which
somewhat.
Is big advantage for the Bears.
It's not going to be crazy.
They can run the ball.
They can run the ball, that's
very
for sure.
Effectively, and yeah. They've won in bad weather conditions. But if the Texans truly love them, like they say they do, they'll go out there and get the dub. It is Football Friday here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. How you living, fellas?
Oh, man, I am living fantastic. Friday is here. Football is here.
Yes, it is, John.
Big, I'm sorry. big college football, too. You said what a great weekend it is. We got some.
A lot of hate. A lot of healthy
serious
hate.
College football. Like the second tier rivalries are in play, like Arkansas and A&M, Texas Tech and Texas. Kind of those second tier rivalries are in play, and those are always good to win. And good to watch. Then you got the Texans. You said if they love Lovie, they're going
to
win this game.
Have to.
I think they love Lovie. I don't know if they're going to win this. Am I the only one in the staff?
Then I'm going to question Lovie.
Am I the only one on the on-air staff that is probably going to pick, and well, spoiler alert, is going to pick the Bears?
Who did Sean and Seth pick?
They both said Texans.
Well, show will.
He'll pick the Bears?
Yeah.
I got a bad feeling, man. I know feelings, you can't really put much stock in feelings.
So you're spoiling it right now. You're picking the Bears.
I think the Bears are going to win this game, man.
Why, John?
I think the Texans have some advantages, such as
like what?
Roquan Smith is not playing. He's going to be the best player on the field. He doesn't look like he's going to be playing. And he's really, really good. He's got a lot of interceptions. He's got a lot of sacks. He's got he's a top 100 player. He's got a new contract. And he hadn't practiced yesterday or Wednesday. So there is some advantages there. But I go back to this supposed terrible, terrible offense that the Bears have, which is true, and that's going to be the difference. Guys, the Texans' offense is not that far off from the Bears.
When did Roquan get his deal? You said he's got a contract?
He's got that $100 million that he's trying to get. I don't know if he's...
He definitely hadn't gotten a contract.
Yeah, he's going to get $100 million.
I think he wants to be traded.
Yeah, he's going to get $100 million. or traded, but I think they're going to pay him that. It was pretty close during the offseason, apparently, and then it got bitter. But here's the thing with this... the Texans' offense is not that much better than the Bears. Houston has allowed, and the defense is exactly, has given up. We talked about it yesterday. The second worst in total yards, the red zone luck, so to speak. The Texans are dead last in offensive yards per play. Yes, worse than the Bears. They're just not that good offensively. Their defense has been kind of doing it with mirrors. I've got a bad feeling in this one, man.
Well, and I don't blame you. I mean, the Texans don't – I mean, there should never be a unanimous picking of the Texans at this point with where they're at. I just think if you got to give Lovie Smith this gift. He's going back to a place where he probably felt he got wronged. He got fired at 10-6. There's going to be all kinds of emotions. And it is the most winnable game that you have on your schedule, maybe all season long. Road or not, it's the most winnable game. So – If they're worth their salt, if they truly want to, dig down deep and play for their head coach, and there's truly like something there with Lovie Smith, they go out there and win this. Because if they don't, then we can sit here, we can lie to you if you want, and we can sit here and we'll break down the Chargers versus Texans next year and talk about the keys. But they're not going to beat the Chargers, and if they don't beat the Bears, quite honestly, I don't know who they beat. If you can't beat this football team, I don't know who you beat. And the Bears are saying the same thing. The Bears are saying the same thing. I'm not sitting here, putting my nose up to the Bears. Bears are saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the Texans, they've had chances to win their first two games. This is going to be their easiest opponent. It's probably going to be the most emotional week of the season for Lovie Smith. Go out there and reward your head coach with a win and at least keep things interesting for the time being.
No, you're right. I just because of those things and there seems to be this sentiment that the Texans are just superior and maybe they're slightly, but not much. And that makes me nervous when you're going to Chicago. They've got the pressure of trying to get Justin Fields going. They've got the better running back in Montgomery and the Texans have been weak against the run. But you are right. I mean, if they can't win this one, then come next week, we're going to be talking about who the quarterback is they should take.
No, I said we should. Yeah, no, we'll talk about Bryce Young and we'll talk about C.J. Stroud. Or we'll figure something else out. Yeah. But if they don't win this game, you're screwed. Yeah. You're screwed, period. Mm-hmm. Like it's a must win. It's as much of a must win in the regular season as I can remember.
Sure.
Like without actually having to win to get into the postseason, this is as much of a must win as there's going to be. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. I heard something on Payne and Pendergast today, and I got to tell you, man, I got to defend the honor of one of the most iconic moments in NFL history.
Okay.
I have to.
Okay.
I love listening to those guys. That's how I get my morning started on the Odyssey app. Sean insulted the Super Bowl shuffle today. He put it on one of the reasons why Chicago sucks. Why I hate Chicago.
Yeah, big deal. Okay.
He insulted the Super Bowl shuffle.
That was iconic.
Come on, man.
Yeah, no, big deal. No, no. Okay.
You can make fun
of
it.
No, I agree with that.
Where it didn't... didn't stand the test of time. It didn't travel well with time, as you like to say.
I think it did.
But in the moment, it was just absolutely iconic. You never saw players doing that.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of characters on that team that needed that kind of platform to be creative.
They put a stake in the ground. Hey, we're going to win the Super Bowl.
Now, if he wanted...
Just so y'all know.
If he wanted to really dive deep and insult the Super Bowl shuffle, I don't think it should have been a generalized insult. He could have insulted John McClain's buddy and a Texan, Mike Singletary's verse in the Super Bowl shuffle. Mike Singletary was out of place. My goodness!
Didn't have a lot of rhythm.
He did not know it. He was stiffer than a wedding donk.
He was.
Here's Mike Singletary. This is where you should have taken it, Sean. How dare you insult the Super Bowl shuffle, though?
I'm Samurai Mike. I stop them cold. Oh, part of the defense, big and bold.
Oh, wow.
I've been jamming for quite a while, doing what's right and setting the style.
Okay.
Give me a chance, I'll rock you good. Nobody messing in my neighborhood. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
We are the Bears shuffling crew. Shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good. Blowing your mind like you knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun.
That maybe it does suck. Maybe Sean was right.
No, it didn't suck. It just didn't travel well with time. But at the moment, you're keep in mind, this is 1985, man, and no one was like that brazen, that bold and cocky and saying, hey, we're gonna win the Super Bowl and we're even gonna do a song about it. It was awesome.
Ron Rivera, what an absolute
didn't he
bozo.
Oversleep he was, or something,
that guy, now coach of the Commanders.
Yeah.
He wasn't even in the damn video because he would rather get a little extra sleep. Yeah. Listen to this guy.
I was sleeping. You know, you literally look at it, it was half the team showed up for it. The other half stayed home and slept. Because it was a Monday night game. We didn't get home till like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. So it's a tough pill.
Yeah, good job.
Could have been there.
Good job, Ron.
The big stars all showed up, that's for sure.
Good job, Ron.
Yeah.
Slime ball. 713-572-4610. Ooh, this is a hot take. This is the hot takes that we love on a Football Friday presented by Miller Lite. From the 832, shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. He says football time in Houston is better than the Super Bowl shuffle.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Oh, my! He's on fire!
That's a hot take.
That's a super hot take.
That is a hot take.
Oh, my! He's on fire!
That's pretty dang. That's pretty... Well, it's outrageous, first of all, but it is a hot take.
From the 281, Landry, did you just say stiffer than a wedding dong? I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did. It's not the first time I've said it.
No, it's not, and I usually just try to gloss right over it. Act like it didn't happen.
By the way, what is going on right now with you? Like, what is going on with this phone that you have
What's
here?
What's going on with you?
You're recording me and Sean's conversation without us knowing it. Like, what's your problem, weirdo?
I got the new phone, man. It's badass.
Like, we're talking during the commercial break. I'm sitting here dropping, probably 25 F-bombs.
Yeah.
And Lopez presses a button, and all of a sudden it's reciting my words. This dude's a damn snitch.
Oh, man.
I'm with the damn feds.
I was testing the voice recognition on my new phone.
This weak phone that he's got. What? John. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I love this
for that
thing.
Phone.
This is so awesome.
This is so bad.
This is the best phone I've ever had.
So what's your favorite feature on this phone?
All of them. They're
all
awesome.
No, you got to pick one,
man. He's got a voice recognition feature on there.
What's the one that you're like, damn, I'm glad they got this feature on
here? I like the facial recognition, so I don't have to unlock it. That's
okay,
pretty sweet.
I got that, too.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. You just pick up the phone and look at it.
I don't like that stuff.
Really?
iPhone has it,
well,
too.
You're going to have it.
Well, I had it on the 8, I think.
The facial recognition is pretty dang sweet.
I just don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
Like, look, even like the layout of that phone, John.
Look, it's gorgeous.
That's awful.
It's absolutely awesome.
Look at that thing.
You know, jealousy does not become you, man.
It is not. I could have had that phone.
It does not.
I tried to see what you were talking about, and
thin it is.
You are so
bigger
committed.
Screen.
John, that looks terrible. What
this
is
awesome.
That?
Awesome. That's Gibson.
No, I know that, but that, like, even the background looks terrible.
No, that's when he was broadcasting.
No, I'm talking
COVID.
About the layout. I like the dog. I'm talking about the layout. Like even the apps and stuff. That just looks weird.
The apps are perfect, man. They're gorgeous.
I feel like I'm playing Duck Hunt.
No. Look, you can downplay it all you want. This is the.
So is your new phone, is it a big jump from your old phone?
Not too big, but it has some definite features that I like a lot. One thing that I'm going to use a lot, it has voice to text. Like you can just press.
Oh, wow, that's new.
No. It's built in. Usually you have to download an app.
No, you don't.
No. Like I can get a whole conversation. That's what I was testing. Like the whole conversation. No,
sir.
We've been doing that for a long time.
You don't have to download
the whole conversation that I was recording. Press one button, becomes text.
Sir, yes, you can. You've been able to do that for a long time.
We can
time,
also
John.
Send voice notes. Like we can actually talk and our conversation.
Yeah. You can do that here too. Absolutely. Yeah.
We were asking for the best features, not the ones that Apple's had for 10 years.
No. I just never have used it on my phone, and I've never had. I guess my other phone didn't.
This
have
is
it.
The most committed to. Bit I've
this king of the hill right here, man. You gonna die on this hill.
This thing is awesome.
Hank Lopez.
This thing is awesome. Plus, the Google features are just so superior.
Lopez is on the Samsung Galaxy. 346 is asking what he's on. He's on. He tried to get the bigger and badder Samsung Galaxy, which is $100 more than the iPhone. It stinks.
It's awesome.
I got my 14 coming this weekend. I don't know why he's doing
this. Oh, it's on back order. See, to me, you know, iPhone people are just like status symbol people. Like, oh, I got an iPhone. No.
This is your theme song. King of the Hill.
You dying on this hill, man.
Hey, I am happily dying on this hill because I love a superior product. I just absolutely
love a superior product. Lopez, you just said you have voice to text as like your superior product.
I'm not saying
you did say that.
No, I'm not saying it hadn't been there before.
You used to have to download an app.
Yeah, you did. Actually, iPhone did too back in the day. iPhone's always had voice to text.
It's been there for a while.
So it has been here too. My last phone didn't have it.
Like I'm excited because I've held on to my 8 for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here listening to Lopez lay out these features. And I've been, half decade since I got
Yeah, you've been kind of far back.
Everything he said, I have.
Well, I didn't say I didn't have them before.
I just want to know what's cool.
So why you hate the iPhone so much, though?
It's...
He thinks the government's following him.
No. It's people who get the iPhone because they're sheep. No. And
it's the people and not the actual iPhone.
It's in part the people and then it's in part the iPhone. The actual, if you do any research and look at like some, you know, unbiased tech blogs and tech websites.
281 says Lopez flexing facial recognition is like me flexing the CD player in my truck.
Okay,
I got power steering in my car.
It's fine, you know, to do that. But what I'm saying is if you go to any unbiased tech blog or tech website, they all say the Samsung S22 is better than the iPhone.
Who?
Just Google any unbiased, you know,
unbiased
tech blog, neutral tech blog.
Tech people are the biggest hipsters.
iPhone people are the biggest hipsters. They go, I go to an iPhone.
It's just a normal thing.
No.
It's like Dr. Pepper. Like, it's just it's common sense.
No.
It's what it is, John.
No. If people like... They think they're cool because they have an iPhone. It's a status symbol. I just happen to prefer a superior product.
The 409 says your new nickname is it's either Hank Hill or Tekashi 69 for trying to snitch on me and Sean with your voice recording over here. What up, blood?
I was just testing it out. No.
Without our consent.
Yeah, of course.
Slime ball. By the way, Lopez is in the slime off. At 120.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out why. John McClain is as well, as is the man who cheated on Nia Long. He will be in there as well. Coming up, respect and pity. Those are the two emotions Bears fans are going to have when they see Lovie Smith on Sunday. We'll explain.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or... I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.